Hello, everyone. This is Danielle. Welcome to this week's episode of The Carousel of Consciousness. Lori, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? Hi.
Awesome. Hi, everyone. Future, past, present, other dimensions. Hello.
Other dimensions, awesome.
Why not?
This week's topic is going to be, is this my judgment of you or your judgment of you? I wrote that wrong on the title description, but how does it get any better? This is Danielle Claudia Bear and Lori Scott on the Carousel of Consciousness, where we use the tools of Access Consciousness. We will be using a weird and wacky string of words, which is known as the Clearing Statement. And if you'd like more information on that, you can go to theclearingstatement.com. Lori, would you like to start with anything today?
Sure. I would like to say I just spent a magical weekend out of the city in a valley that I grew up in. And when I was there, I was always had an attraction to it. But now, with all the new energies on the earth, I did get a sense of how the mountains, how everything's so alive and wanting to, for lack of another word, just give to us. And it was really special for me. So I'm riding off that energy. And so I'm really excited to share this week. And the whole point of is this my judgment or yours? The other piece of it, I was with my family. So when you're with your family, there can always be those little digs. And I was very successful in using these tools and that question, who does this belong to? Whenever the energies of just getting really pissed off came up, and they dissipated in short order. It wasn't like it didn't come up, but I handled it so much infinitely easier, and it only took seconds to get out of it. And before, I would have been stewing in the family juices for days, if not the entire trip. So let's play with that. And that's why we're offering these tools, and that's what you could receive from it. Easier way out of your stuff, especially family stuff. Unless you've gotten through all your family stuff, then you don't need to listen to this call. You can hang up.
If you've gotten through all your family stuff, give me a call. I want to know your secret.
Exactly.
Family
yeah, call
stuff
us.
Is heavy. That really brings me to what we were talking about last night, Lori, is, you know, just like my life looks the same as it has for years, but on the outside. But if you really look at me as a being, like, everything has changed. I don't stew in shit like I used to. Like, I used to get angry, and I'd stay angry for weeks. I honestly think the entire age of, like, 23, I was angry for something that happened on a Tuesday, like, right before I turned 23 or something. Like,
yeah.
You know, I just...
Yeah.
And which, happiness is just a choice. Like, we think happiness is a destination, but really it's something we choose to be every day. We don't have to. It's not after our next paycheck or when I find a boyfriend or when I make $1 million or next time I'm on a cruise. It's a choice we get to make every day. Like, you can choose to be miserable or you can choose something lighter. And, yes.
Oh, and Danielle, that's so perfect. That leads me right into when we get those feelings or that sense, this would be an example of how to use, who does this belong to? Because we, like, okay, I'm going to win the lottery. So how many people are out there in the world and wanting to win the lottery, and we get that thought and we think, oh God, I'm going to win the lottery. And so that's a question of, well, who does that belong to? Because what if your essence, your being, your own divinity could give a rat's ass whether you win the lottery? And that insistent mind clutter, oh, I'm going to win the lottery, then I'll be happy. I'm going to get a boyfriend. Oh, especially I'm going to get a boyfriend. How many people on the planet are saying, once I get a boyfriend, I'll be happy? So this is an example of asking, well, who does that belong to? And if you get this awareness, this flash, and in my experience, a flash is just a nanosecond, a light, oh my God, it doesn't have to be this long, ponderous, epic book. It's just a quick flash of, oh my God, that's not mine. I'm happy. What if I don't have to win the lottery? And so this is a way of when that insistent thought keeps piling on your head, ask, who does that belong to? Whose poverty is this? Wait, I really am happy. 2 seconds ago, I was infinitely happy. And all of a sudden, I'm not happy is when you can say, oh, who does this belong to? And see if it lightens up, changes, gives you a new possibility, a new way of dealing with it, gets you out of it quicker.
Absolutely. This is one of the most brilliant tools, actually, I think, of Access Consciousness. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie. And they say that 99.9% of our thoughts actually don't belong to us. Actually, I've heard Gary say that 100% of our thoughts don't actually belong to us. And there's just like some big, I don't know, fart bubble somewhere just thinking and putting all this shit into our head. And like by using this tool, they have a challenge actually, and I'd like to invite anybody listening to this challenge, but every thought, feeling, and emotion you have for the next 3 days, ask along to, and by the end of the 3 days, you will be like a walking, talking meditation. You are so spacious at the end of that 3 days. It's quite phenomenal. And it is a process that it can be quite tiring. Like I know I've done the 3 day challenge at least 3 times. And the first day you do it for an hour and then you forget about it and then you'll remember it and start judging yourself for it a few hours later. And then just remember to do it again. Stop judging yourself. You don't need to judge yourself. Judgment is bad. That's a judgment of judgment. Did you hear that, Lori?
Yeah, I heard that. Judgment is bad. And the other thing is, if you then get, yeah, that was great. Thanks. So everything that brings up and lets down, judgment is bad. Would we destroy and create all that, please? Good,
yeah.
Bad. Right, wrong, hot pot, online shits, boys, and beyond.
Go ahead. I saw
great.
Everything that you've done to buy that wrongness and not be, know, perceive, and receive the greatness, will you destroy and uncreate all of it?
Yes.
Yes, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everything that you think is still wrong about you, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So I brought up the wonderful judgment word, which is what this topic or this show is supposed to be about on some level. I call it, is this my judgment of you or your judgment of you? And this is really something that you can use with the who does this belong to tool. I've noticed on a few occasions, and this is just a kind of crazy wild example, but like I was in a bookstore one time and I saw this woman and I got this like flash in my head, like that's the ugliest woman I have ever seen. And she wasn't actually, I mean, she was a plain Jane type lady, but this was one of the first times, and this was before I came to Access, I really realized that that wasn't my judgment of her. That was something she was projecting out into everyone's head because she thought she was the ugliest woman anyone had ever seen. She was the ugliest woman in her world. Kind of sucks for that lady, but and that's really
that
where
makes,
you can use this. What? Go ahead.
I was going to say that brings to me Danielle, and who did that belong to? That
yeah,
wasn't,
like who
was
projected
that
at her? Yeah, like or was that like her dad's or her ex-husband's or her ex-boyfriend?
Or,
you know, whatever.
Or did she happen to be walking along and some pick it up herself? I think that's a beautiful example of you felt her judgment, and who knows where that got passed on.
Exactly. Who does that belong to? Oh, and that's actually, so for who does that belong to, how you fully use the tool is if you feel lighter when you say who does that belong to, it typically means that it's not yours. And you can return it to sender with 10,000 fold consciousness and then run our lovely clearing statement. So everywhere that I think, I don't think this about myself, but everywhere I would pick up the judgment of this is the, I am the ugliest woman in the world, return it to sender, 10,000 fold consciousness, right and wrong, good and bad, pun talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And when you return it to sender with 10,000 fold consciousness, you're making sure, you're destroying some of the unconsciousness within that thought. So,
yeah. Exactly. And what that does is it returns it to whoever it originated from, not that woman, and it could have not even been her father, or we don't know, but it returns it to this original source, wherever that came from, with a blast of consciousness. So perhaps someday this person's walking down the street and all of a sudden has this big aha. The consciousness is the aha. Wait a minute. What was I, you know, it's like coming out of the bubble of like, what was I thinking? Who did that come from? And it creates what our target is, to create a new possibility for that person. A new, the aha of consciousness, a lightening up and a letting go of that whole concept of judgment. How could any being on this planet be anything but the magnificence, the divine that they truly are? So that's the target, to create more consciousness. And I asked this question once, well, what if we just, a lot of people send it back to the divine or God or the God source. And I love this access consciousness answer was, but that creates more consciousness because it doesn't go back to the person who had the original thought and doesn't give them the opportunity to create something different and to let go of it. In other words, get rid of their lesson, if you want to go that angle, and or to create a transformation of that whole energy of judgment. So returning it to sender instead of back to the God source opens and creates more consciousness and more possibility of change and transmuting that personal judgment. And I'm so grateful and allowing that energy from where the kernel, the seed, and that's what the clearing statement, the weird words, goes back to that point of origin and destroys the decision and the point of creation before it even gets into the world. So I really want to honor that, and I see that as one of the differences for access, and it makes so much sense to me. It resonates like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Send it back to where it came so that those people can pop it.
Absolutely. And it's something that makes access truly the wonderful amount of tools they have to change really anything in your life. And I think this is truly one of the foundations, is just really learning how to clear your head of other people's shit and, you know, change the fucking world by being yourself. Excuse my French. I'll have to break this show R.
Oh, you know, that's so funny that you just said, excuse my French, so this leads right into, I lived in France for a couple of years. I didn't learn French, but when I was in France, I was having so many emotions, and I was acting out. I could feel myself acting out other people's stuff, and it was really bizarre, and it was really uncomfortable, and people were saying to me, boy, are you ever miserable? Well, I wasn't feeling miserable, but I bought right into it that I was miserable. Well, if I would have had this tool, who does this belong to, and return it to sender, would have given me massive amounts of different possibility because I had the awareness. I knew it wasn't mine, but I was still acting it out. It was still playing havoc in my existence and creating my life. I was creating my life, in fact, even horrible, dark, suicidal thoughts in my body and my life, and they weren't mine. I was just taking it on and again and reacting to it. So if I had had the awareness to expand and ask questions, who does it belong to, and return it to them, would have given me a space of new possibility and something else, a way of dealing with it without it totally devastating me. So that's what I would love to share with our listeners in the future and the past. If you're feeling overwhelmed, expand.
Who does that belong to?
Yeah, who does that belong to? Especially if you're feeling suicidal, ask that question.
Yeah.
Who does it belong to? And it's not something to be, I would have been really ashamed about it, but all of a sudden this changed the whole, now this is an interesting angle, changes the whole perspective about suicide.
I agree that suicide is definitely something like where you just have a million thoughts running through your head and you have no idea what to do with some of them, because some of them can be quite dark. And I was recently in an Access Consciousness class, and we were talking about this tool, and we brought up the facilitator of the class lived in San Francisco for a while, and she was talking about, she had also lived in New York for a while before that, and she was talking about just the different ways she felt, like when she was in New York, like she felt like this overwhelming sense of like, why am I here? What am I here to do? And just like how, and that's how everybody in New York kind of feels, just like, why am I in this city? What am I here to create in this city? And it's kind of tumultuous kind of emotion. And then, you know, when she moved to San Francisco, like it was a completely different energy of, it's kind of the same, it was the same question, but it had more of a melancholy to it. And I guess the suicide rates in San Francisco are quite a bit higher than they are in New York. And she spoke of that too. But just, if you have this wonderful tool, you don't have to buy into all that bullshit. You can really just return the thoughts to sender and have the space to be free to be you and whatever that is. And that's what we need more of in this and on the world today, is more people willing to be themselves as opposed to whatever they've been trained to be.
What I think with that, Danielle, is it gives you a new choice. If you're in the middle
Absolutely.
Of suicide and people don't see a way out of it, it can give you a relief and a space to go, but of a new choice. And wouldn't you be really pissed off if you killed yourself and then you got to wherever the other side of consciousness, whatever that may be, and then you realize it wasn't even yours? You're like, fuck, you mean I killed myself and it wasn't even me? That would really piss me off. I took out my body and it wasn't my taking out. That's a horribly morbid, but man, would I be really
Yeah, I know,
pissed.
I'm trying to put that into a lighter sense right here in my head, and I can't.
So all that brings up and lets down.
I'm hoping I don't have the capacity to be pissed off on the other side like that.
Yeah.
Just on to the next adventure, new body.
Yeah, new body. Yeah, that's right. And anywhere that might be wrong. Any of my points of view about
that.
It. Yeah.
Well, this took a different path than I thought it was going to.
I know.
I did not think we were talking about suicide today.
Neither did I. But I don't know. How much fun and lightness can we create around suicide? There's so many, how many judgments are there around suicides? And how many other people's judgments are we picking up about the wrongness of suicide?
Yes.
Wow. There you go.
And every destroy and return all those to center with 10,000 fold consciousness. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, shorts, boys and beyond. Oh, that brought a lot of space to my world.
Everyone's judgments and how many, all that lurking around about suicide and the wrongness of it. Mm. Cool. good, bad, right, wrong.
And again,
God only puts me on.
The choice.
Yeah.
And hopefully people can choose. Like, I would really love to facilitate people to choose something much more expansive for this lifetime and, you know, work them through their stuff. And joyous living is really what I'm here for, to create with consciousness. And again, we spoke about joy on the last call, but
let's get into
really
the joy. And you were talking to me last night about how your being is so much joyful. So there's so much joy in you now.
Yes, and that's been one of the most transforming elements in my life, really, was I actually took with Dr. Dane, one of the founders of Access Consciousness. It was a class called 69 Shades of Hedonism, and I honestly think that was the most transformative class of my life. And one of the wonderful processes from that class was, if I were truly living my life today for the joy, pleasure, and hedonism of it, what would I choose? And that question literally has changed my whole world. Like, instead of, you know, just waking up, going to work, and, you know, choosing to be miserable at a job I hate, you know, I started asking that question, and I started doing things that were joyous at work and were pleasurable throughout the day. And everywhere you think pleasure is just related to sex, destroy and uncreate all of that, because I had that point of view for quite some time. And who does that belong to?
Yeah.
So right and wrong, good and bad, pun, talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. What else? Go ahead.
Can we do the next class or next call on hedonism? Because that's a mystery that's shrouded in so many points of view and judgment. I have no idea even what it means. And, of course, I immediately want to, like, flinch and run away from that. So can we use some of the tools that you got out of that class to do the next one?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We can use some tools out of that. I'll have to re-listen to the whole series again, which is some good listening.
Yay.
So I look forward to that.
Cool. So we're getting... we have a few minutes left. So, okay, the joy. Awesome. The joy of being, what does that really mean? Like, would this be a good time to just play with the expansive energy of exercise, and we can make it even easier? And that you just ask to go to the edges of your being, and from there, and you can expand through your room, through your city, in all directions and into the earth, and you don't have to make this drawn out, and then you go into the edges of the being of you. And you'll know that when you get a tickle of lightness in your body, and even if you don't feel that today, that's something to play with, and we talked about it. I gave a full example of that in our first call, if you want to revisit that. The other thing from this expansive, and have you expanded, Danielle?
Yes.
So
yes.
How do you feel? To me now, there's that tickle of joy. Now I'm like way beyond all the suicide, anything else we talked. Now I'm in this excitement and the joy of my own being. And that is the place for me to be walking the earth and being in the curious adventure of life. And on the carousel, the carousel of consciousness, how can we make this carousel ride be a ride of joy? That our beings are riding. I'm going back to those images of the animals on the carousel.
Yeah, and who can be unhappy on a carousel? I mean,
and
it's hard.
I'd be joyful.
I've tried.
Yeah.
Hey, heck, there used to be actually a carousel in the food court where I used to work. And actually seeing the little kids on it sometimes on my lunch breaks would just lighten up my world again. And that's something else. What would it take for us to be joyous little beings of choice and creation like children?
Yeah.
And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pop and talk, online, choice, boys and beyond. And everywhere we felt forced to grow up, and I quote, grow
yeah.
up, because fuck growing up. Like,
yeah.
Just be the beautiful innocence of a child. There's really this childlike play in the universe that the Earth wants us to have. We don't need to be these serious beings walking around in suits with briefcases. We just have to be. And
yeah.
how beautiful is that? Oh, that was something else we were talking about last night, was how we thought of happiness being a destination and also oneness being its destination. So many
exactly.
people are seeking something outside of themselves as oneness. And oneness is you. It's not a destination in the near off future. It's you right now. And all you have to do is choose to be. Don't. And if you can't choose to be, really, the greatest tool you can use, the simplest tool you can use, is who does this belong to, and return that shit to sender. And everything that
exactly.
doesn't allow you to live as you, free of other people's bullcrap, will you please destroy and uncreate it all?
Destroy it all, please.
And return it to sender. And everything that doesn't allow that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pot, all nine shorts, blaze and beyond. Ah, that brought some lightness
yeah.
into my universe.
So,
so we have 4 minutes left.
Danielle
to...
is. Yeah, let's talk about our businesses.
I lied. We have 90 seconds left.
Oh, well, we better really talk about our businesses. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Okay, so Danielle's in Michigan, and if anyone is in that area, it's a small state. I live there, so you could find her if you want a personal session. She does awesome body work. She does phone sessions. And if you, any of the topics that tweaked you today that we might have brought up that you could use some assistance in facilitating, please call Danielle. How do we get a hold of, how do people get a hold of us? Is there a number
right
somewhere?
Now, find me on Facebook. I will have a website up shortly, but I don't want to share that until it's up fully.
Okay.
Lori is also awesome. She is located in the Denver area of Colorado, which is a huge area. She is great at helping you through all sorts of shit that could be going through your head, money problems. She and I have talked through those many times. And again, you can find either of us on Facebook. I am Danielle Claudia Bear, last name spelled B-E-A-R-R-E. I will put some links to us on the broadcast.
And I do have a website.
We have 10 seconds. Thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next time, where we will be talking about hedonism.
Yay!
On the
20th
of October.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, we'll talk to you. Bye, thanks. Thank you for joining us.
Bye.